On this edition of Piano Jazz, we pay tribute to Claire Fisher, who passed away in January of 2012 at the age of 83.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist and composer Claire Fisher. He's a man of great versatility, from Latin music to stride and straight-ahead jazz. All that, plus an enormous repertoire of tunes, makes him a musician to reckon with. Believe me. Claire, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Gee, it's been a long time.
16 years.
You've played in so many different places, and I read somewhere you were in Finland and Norway and all those places, and they know your music there?
Yes. I've been in Oslo, Trondheim, Helsinki. We get over into Germany, in and around Cologne, or Köln, as they call it. And I perform with the Metropole Orchestra in the Netherlands. Last year, I did a tour of Vienna and a couple cities in the south of Germany.
Well, I think that's fabulous. See, that's why... we haven't seen each other for the last 16 years. You've been gadding around through Europe. And I don't know, I'm just dying to hear you play, that's all. So what's on the roster?
Well, I'm very interested in Billy Strayhorn. And there's a song that he wrote called Isfahan, which came from the Near East Suite by the Duke Ellington Band.
Oh, that's one of my all-time favorites.
And I'd like to play that.
And I'd love to hear it. Funny, he had a special way of writing. I don't know. I think you can pretty much always tell a Strayhorn tune by where it goes melodically. He has a way of putting a melody together in a very unique way.
Yes.
And harmonically, too. I mean, it's he just has a really unique style,
well,
doesn't he?
He's the one out of that whole Duke Ellington thing who really grabbed my attention. I didn't realize it was him at first because the credits were not always clear. But
well, Duke had his name in a lot of them, too.
Well, I understand, and I'm not getting into a criticism of that. I'm just saying I didn't know what was Billy.
Yeah.
Until later on you develop an idea, hey, that's Billy.
Yeah. Well, we haven't had anything of yours, Claire, and the one that I especially love, Pensativa. I'd really like to play that for you.
Pensativa is a Portuguese word meaning a woman who is pensive, and it's about a woman who has finished Carnaval down in Rio de Janeiro, and during the night she has lost her lover. And so as the sun comes up, she's sitting on top of the mountain looking at it, and she's in this state.
That's a wonderful story, you know, and it makes playing the tune a lot more meaningful. I think I'll maybe enjoy it more than I ever did.
I'd love to hear you play it.
Well, I'd love to, with slight reservations, being that the composer of the tune is sitting here looking at me, but I'll try.
Well, just keep thinking of it as a test.
Okay. All right, all right. I would love to try another of your tunes. Morning, I love that tune.
Okay. I have a lyric to that I'd like to...
Oh, really?
...give before we get started with it.
Did you write the lyric?
Yes, I did.
Has anybody sung it?
Yes, mostly me.
Well, it's probably something a lot of singers could do, but meanwhile, I would love to hear it. Well, do you want to do the lyric and then I'll play the tune after that?
All right. What of a morning that brings the day so gently and bathes the leaves of memories that fell so long ago? I still recall you in all these early hours, though I were there once more to share a love lost long ago. Crassness of youth, concluding only one half of the truth, exuding only one small percent of what I surely felt for you. And then, one morning that brought a day so gently, we set apart things of the heart and lost love long ago.
That's beautiful. I have to stop before playing the tune because I just want to comment on that. And also to suggest that maybe you and I should do this tune together.
Okay.
But that's a lovely lyric.
Shall I start with the intro?
Yes, please.
Myself playing older and older songs, and the strange thing is there are songs that during the period they were popular when I was in that age group, I never noticed them, and now I get to know the lyrics, and boy, the lyrics drive me nuts.
You mean you like them?
I spent a lot of time thinking that I can't play the song unless I know the lyric.
Yeah, I feel the same way pretty much.
So, it becomes more and more emotional as I get older, especially playing ballads. And
I love to play ballads.
Well, when I play a piano, I prefer playing ballads. When I play my digital piano, then I get into my Brazilian stuff and my other stuff because the instrument is well geared towards that.
Well, boy, you're into all kinds of new things, which is wonderful. And you know there's more coming up. I'm Marian McPartland, and my guest is Claire Fisher. Piano Jazz is made possible in part by Borders Books and Music, celebrating the arts by supporting cultural programming on NPR 1-800-644-7733. Haven't played any real blues.
Okay.
And you've got some, I know that, hidden away.
Well, I call this hokey blues.
All right.
Here we are. Thank you.
To hear the full broadcast of this episode of Piano Jazz, log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find an NPR station in your area. Or you can also listen directly from NPR's website. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. This episode was made possible by the Joseph Drown Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, Borders Books and Music, the Baldwin Piano Company, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.